Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Your host, that is Maybelle Edmonds. The following is a pre-recorded program, so we invite you to listen in and hear the Word of God. We have a wonderful speaker, and the speaker is Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Heart and mind toward the Lord, and we're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you once again for this opportunity, Aaron. We pray that you will have your way, that you will let your will be done. We want you to move on the souls of men. We want you to touch them, oh Lord. Change somebody's heart and mind, oh Lord. Give them a mind to want to live holy, Lord. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Give strength to the weak. Kill them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. We know thou art a deliverer. We know all the time. We know that you can do everything, Lord. We're trusting and agreeing with us. Oh, my God. Lord, that you said in your word, oh Lord, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Oh, my God, we believe your word, and we take you at your word today. We want you to have the way. Let your will be done. Move in a mighty way. Have thine own way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the speaker of the hour. In thy word, send down and on and on, Lord. Let some soul be saved, Lord. Jesus, bless the people that take the Lord. Look upon all those who are listening on the prayer list. You know them, Lord. Have the way. Touch, Lord Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, O Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. We know you're able. We will need your word today. You said with your stripes, we are healed. We believe you, Lord. We thank you, our Savior. We are.
From the 43rd number of Psalms, the third number of Psalms. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee. O God, my God, why art thou cast down, O my, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful scripture that was read by Sister Cheryl. And now at this time, we are going to have a selection. And we know God is worthy of the psalmist. I praise the Lord. I heard the psalmist when he said to the Lord all the days of my life, glory, glory, glory. Yeah. He said he was shamed forever, the Lord, because he was grateful for what the Lord had done for him in his life, how the Lord delivered him. And that's why we sing praises unto God, because he delivered us, he blessed us, and he saved us. And that's something to sing about.
Yeah.
But this time we're going to have a selection from the gospel blessing. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
So much trouble in this land, so much in free hands, but there's a place, and I know he'll welcome me. Oh, I'm determined to see Jesus, and I know that he will welcome me. He has promised to be fair a mansion, and I swear to all eternity, oh, I'll be singing as I go. I am sometimes hesitating, but I know he'll be there. Yes, he's somewhere to welcome me. Yes, he will do my home.
We're leaning on him, and we depend on him to take us through. by Evangelist Khadija.
For tuning in to the past 6 weeks broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Etman, you may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial number is 319-527-6036. Again, 319-527-6036. You may also tune in online at www.blogradio.com/M, like Mr. K, like Pike, S, like Sam, T, like Pillar, C, like Cat, G, like Go. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. The call-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKService Title I School. And we are praying for those on the cloud prayer list, especially Samuel Anderson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Evangelist Ruby, and all those who are requesting prayer. And added to our prayer list is Pastor Tony Evans. And those are all the announcements that I have today. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the Holy Father, Evangelist Ruby, for the announcement.
I have a few advertisements here. If you'd like to get your hair done, and we have a professional who does natural hair. She specializes in doing natural hair, and the name of her shop is Snatched Info Salon, and that's 1402 Collins Road, Camden, New Jersey, 08104, and the number is 856-477-3201. That is 856-477-01. And that's www.snatchedinfo.com. Also, she has a tax business. If you need your income tax done, she will do them for you. And the name of the shop is UC Moore Enterprises. UC Moore Enterprises. That's 227 Market Street in Camden, New Jersey, 08102, www.u.cmooreenterprises.com. And also, there's another business where she specializes with wasted beads. They are African beads that are put together and you put them around your waist. They are custom made. You may call at that same number, 856-477-3201. If you want to go on the website, you can go to www.the announcement. If you're interested, you can call these numbers. We thank the Lord for the announcement, and we're going to get ready to introduce the speaker of the hour. We're going to introduce Evangelist Cynthia for tonight. She will be our speaker on tonight. So let us pray with her as she comes forth to break the bread of life. God bless you. Glory to God. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not down about the way. I'm not down about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light, holding it right. I'm not down about the way. Oh, I'm not down about the way. I'm not down about the way. I'm walking in the light, holding it right. I'm not down about the way. Oh, I'm not down about the way. Oh, I'm not down about the way. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not down about the way. I'm not down about the way. Oh, I'm not down about the way. while I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Praise God. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to go to a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, dear my God. We thank you for these dying people that are listening in, Lord. Oh, my Father, have your way, my God. Let your will be done. Sing your word and send the anointing, my God. Touch some heart into repentance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your word go out and let it reach some heart, my God. In the name of Jesus, anoint me to do thine will, my God. Oh, my Father, I'm depending on you tonight. I'm trusting in you. I'm leaning on you. And my trust is in you. These and all things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go to the word of God. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to give you what thus saith the Lord. And I'm done. Amen. Old familiar scriptures. We're going to go to Leviticus, the 11th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the 44th verse. That's Leviticus, the 11th chapter, starting with verse 7. And my topic tonight is a holy God, a holy people.
All right.
And the thing that's holiness is still right.
Yeah.
Amen. Be holy no more. Yeah. You know, they want to be everything else. They want to be saved. They want to be this. They want to be that. But they don't want to be holy. Yeah. They want to be big movie stars.
Yeah.
They have their name in the light. Yeah. But they don't want to be holy.
Yeah.
But God requires holiness. Amen. The scripture, Leviticus 11 and 44 reads, "For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any matter of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall be holy, for I am." Amen. This was the children of Israel after they had come out of Egypt land. Down there under the hard taskmaster, Pharaoh, for 430-some-odd years, they was down there in the wilderness, and they kept crying to Moses to go to their God, go to his God, and deliver them out of the hard taskmaster's hand.
Yes.
And Moses kept on going to God. After a while, God began to tell Moses to go on down there to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
Yes.
And Moses began to inquire of God and say, "Whom shall I say sent me?"
Yes.
And God told Moses to tell him, "I am that sent you." Amen. He said, "I am that come down to deliver."
Yes.
And God began to deliver the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Amen. And they began to go over across the Red Sea while they were over there. They wanted to know what next.
Yeah.
Amen. But God began to lay down some laws. He began to give Moses some laws to give to the people.
Yes.
Amen. In this particular scripture, in Leviticus, in this particular book, God began to let them know a holy people, a holy God.
Yes.
And he began to tell Moses what to tell the people walking forward. Amen. Just like you and I, when we come to Christ, in Christ, we're carrying for the Holy Ghost. We want to be set free.
Yes.
And when God begins to come in and do the work in our lives, amen, there are laws and statutes that we have to follow.
Yes.
He begins to make us holy. He begins to sanctify us and set us apart for his divine use.
Yes.
That's what the word holy means. It means set aside for God's divine use. Amen. Consecrated. Amen. Just like a dish, oftentimes, use the illustration, just like a dish, a dirty dish. You put it in the water, you wash it, and you set it aside.
And
you don't put it back with the dirty dishes.
No.
Well, God, he began to bring the children of Israel out, and he began to lay these laws down to them, and he began to tell them that, "For I am the Lord your God, he shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy.
Yes.
Neither shall ye defile yourselves with
Over
Become that new creature. That you put away your lying, put away your cheating. That you put away your gambling, your midnight rambling. That you put away your alcohol. That you put away your breath break. That you put away the cocaine. That you put away the girlfriend. That you put away the boyfriend. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You ain't doing anything. You're not holy. You're not sanctified. So God is giving you an opportunity. Everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, tell my generation, I don't care who you are, it ain't about you. Amen. It's about God.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. God said he was doing his secret through his holy, silent, holy prophet.
Amen.
He was telling his secret to his servant, your holy prophet.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say to lie the prophet.
Amen.
Because when God sent the prophet, the prophet is going to tell our words.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes you might not like the prophet well, but the God is just as you if you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to take the better with the sweet. You're going to take the good with the bad. Because it ain't going to all be good. It's going to be rocky sometimes over here. You're going to have to cry sometimes. You're going to have to weep sometimes. You might have to laugh sometimes. You might have to just lay down and moan. And moan. Amen. matter. We don't indulge in running with the parishioners. The male parishioners. Amen. You got funny women sitting up in the pulpit. Amen. Going with another woman out in the congregation. That is not of God.
My God, no, it's not.
It's of the devil.
Amen.
That's a demonical spirit that's taking over the world.
Yes.
Amen. God destroys Solomon tomorrow because of his sin. He didn't even want his children. He didn't want his daughters. Amen. Peculiar people. They wonder about you. You
that reading?
That ye shall shoot forth the praises of him who has called you.
That ye shall shoot forth the praises of him that called you.
Out of darkness
to his marvelous light,
which in time past were not a people.
Which in time past were not a people. We weren't even a people in the time past.
Wasn't a people.
But on this.
But are now the people of God.
But are now the people of God.
Which had not obtained mercy.
Which had not obtained mercy.
But now have obtained
mercy.
Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims.
Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims.
Abstain from fleshly lust.
Abstain. Shun it. Stay away from it. Take yourself from it.
Which war against the soul.
Which war against the soul.
Having a conversation honest
among the Gentiles.
That whereas they speak against you
as evildoers,
they may
glorify God in the day of visitation. You see?
Yes.
Having your conversation honest among Gentiles.
Yes.
That whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.
Amen.
You see, if you present yourself unto them holy.
Yeah.
Amen. They will give God the glory.
Amen.
Give God the glory in the day of visitation.
Amen.
Because you're set apart. You're not holy. You're not doing what they're doing. Amen. They're looking at your lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're seeing how you live it.
Yeah.
Amen. And to be glorified.
Amen.
First Peter 1. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone, a chief cornerstone,
elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Same is made the head pillar and the rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shoot forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You got to be holy.
Amen.
I have one more scripture here I'm going to read. I'm going to get out of your way. Time's almost up. I can't get it all out, but God knows all things. Amen. We want to go to 2 Timothy. Amen. 1 Timothy 4, and start with the first verse.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
That in the latter time.
That in the latter time.
Some shall depart from the faith.
And he should give and he to pursue the Spirit.
And not doctrines of the devil. That's what's happening. They don't want to be holy no more. They switching everything up now.
Amen.
Amen. Speaking lies. Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Having their
conscience seared for their high honor.
Forbidding to marry,
forbidding to marry, just rather shack up
their
footed and command them to abstain from meat. We don't want to eat that meat. I don't eat pork. It's against my religion.
Yes.
Go ahead, read.
Which God has created
to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe, of them which believe and know the truth.
Lord,
every creature of God is good
and nothing to be
refused.
Ever be received with thanksgiving.
Be received with thanksgiving.
For it
sanctifies the word of God. The word of God is prayer. That's why we pray over our food. And it's sanctified to the word of prayer. So go on, so protect if you want to.
Yeah.
Stop abstaining from me. They are doctrines that people are turning into. The Muslims say, oh, we don't eat this, we don't eat that. But God said it's sanctified to the word of prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. You've got to be holy, saints.
Yeah.
Holiness is still right. Yeah. One more scripture. Hallelujah. I know I should have last one, God gave another one. Second
and
one.
Oh, yeah.
To show also that in the last days, Thomas Town shall come.
Yeah.
But it
shall be loved of their own.
But then shall be loved of their own self.
Tonight, oh Heavenly Father, we ask right now
that you will penetrate the heart of every listener. Oh, God, help us to be holy as you require us to be. Lord, we call on you right now for help. Oh, have mercy right now, God, and save your people. Lord, please bring us closer to you, oh God, that we may be found holy as you require us to be, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, touch somebody's mind,
Lord Jesus.
Give them a mind to be your own
mind,
Lord Jesus, according to your word, Lord, according to your commandment, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, my God, work on us right now, God, and make us what you have us to be. Oh, Lord Jesus, look on that one, Lord, who's struggling right now, God, asking you to have mercy on their souls. Oh, God, help them to give up everything that's not right, everything that's unholy, everything that's not like you, Lord, to give it up right now, Lord Jesus. To walk away from it, Lord, just in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we have to do a move by your power. Let the glory of God come down. Let the glory of God be revealed.
Yes,
in the name of,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we pray for those who are sick tonight, Jesus.
Lord,
that you will have mercy upon them. That you will heal their bodies, Lord. Heal their souls, oh, God. Heal their minds.
Yes.
Make them completely whole in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're asking your will to be done, Lord.
Yes.
We ask you to have your way, God.
Yes.
Your bless this ministry, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Bless this radio broadcast.
Yes.
The gospel truth, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your holy will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, please remember us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Here waiting on you, Lord.
Waiting
on you, Jesus.
Yes.
Let your will be done right now, Lord. We are asking you to please, oh God, look on every listener on this broadcast tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, for a special blessing to come upon each and every one and to over them, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God, bless with the blessing that each one stands in need of. In the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, to help us, oh God, continue to minister and to bring forth your word. Oh,
yes.
Lord Jesus, continue to anoint your people.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
Continue to use us for your service.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we believe you right now.
Right,
and we count it as done.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for your goodness,
thank
Lord. We thank
you
for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you,
for your precious word on tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, oh God. We bless
you,
your holy
yes,
name.
Lord,
we are asking that you accept our prayer. Oh,
yes.
Lord, remember all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones tonight. We pray
yes,
for comfort. Oh, God,
yes,
those who are sick. Oh, Lord, those who are battling with COVID, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
We're asking that you will heal them
yes,
and make them everywhere whole in the name of Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you.
Lord, we thank you. We
thank
you for this prayer.
And
now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Great.
Encourage Evangelist Cynthia to
keep on preaching the word and keep letting God have his way in your life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this portion back over to Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Wait, what can we say? Thank the Lord.
Until Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.